Jesus. This is Sunday morning, August the 12th, 2018, and I just want to say I'm so thankful this morning that we can't change ourselves. You know, we spend our whole life self-improvement, all of these things, trying to change ourselves, but you know what? We just sang the song about it's all because of the precious blood of the Lamb. And that encourages me that He is doing the work in us. His Word is doing the work in us. It's when we start getting off the mark, when we begin to look like at ourselves, that we have to do the changing. We have to make the changes in our life. No, God has a plan with His Word to change us from the inside out. So that's what we're going to look at today. We're going to talk about looking in the mirror. Looking in the mirror. It says, take a look in the mirror. This is the Prophet Uncut, Prophet's Corner Uncut. Take a look in the mirror. Okay, this yesterday, I was watching Amber out there work out. I get a workout just watching her work out. Anyway, the Lord just said to me, the strength of the outer man is as a result of the strength of the inner man. You know, we place so much emphasis on trying to improve ourselves. Not that that's not wrong in some respects, but thank God we have somebody that's perfect that knows the way we're supposed to look. We're supposed to look like Jesus, act like Jesus. Isn't that what we're being conformed into His image? Going from glory to glory. And I can't say it's painless, but really, when we rest in Him, it can be a painless journey. He does surgery on us and He uses anesthesia. He does not bash us over the head and act mad whenever we don't quite measure up. He gently instructs us like children. And I'm just very thankful today of His patience and long-suffering just with me. And think about all the people. You know, He's never going to punish you. He's an indulgent Father. He wants to give you the best. In fact, to the world, we'd look like brats. That's how good our Father is. He doesn't bless us based on merit. He blesses us based on who we are. We're His sons. All right, take a look in the mirror. Take a look in the mirror and I see what God's Word says about me. So when we look in the mirror of God's Word, it tells us who we are. We see the image of Jesus in the Word, and that's what we are to be made in the image of. Okay? By stripes I'm already healed. In the mirror of God's Word, it is revealed. Now, you can be out there going through a lot of hard things. You may be in pain. But your focus is no longer, you're no longer looking in the mirror. We were discussing this yesterday. That you're going to be able to help people get free if you can get them to continue to look in the mirror of God's Word. Proverbs says, attend to my words. You know what attend means? It means if I'm walking down the street, somebody says, hey, Carla, I need to talk to you. I said, sorry, I got other business. I'll tend to you later. So you're attending to the matter at hand. What's the pressing thing in your life? That's what we're to attend to. That's what we're wanting to change in. Okay, keep looking in the mirror to see where you are seated so when the enemy shows up, you won't be defeated. Say that again. Keep looking in the mirror to see where you are seated so when the enemy shows up, you won't be defeated. What does the Word say where we're seated? Colossians? We're seated with Him in heavenly places. The mirror of God's Word shows us His plan and helps us stay on track and not be swayed by man. See, when we are looking in the mirror of God, then the ways of the world and the ways of man are not going to sway us to other ways. See, that's just the thing about the whole world system. It's pulling at you, trying to get you to go this way and that way all the time. It's a struggle, sometimes daily. You can just watch a news, just even a news post, sometimes it just gets you from up here to down here in a second. Okay, God's mirror shows what is reality and keeps us flowing in impossibilities. See, God says what seems in the natural impossible, God in His Word says, I know it seems impossible, but with me, all things are possible. If and when we look away, we forget who we are and what we have and sway. When we quit looking in the mirror, we begin to drift. And then the devil comes and tempts us and we fall flat on our face. Think, what happened? We weren't looking in the mirror. See, when you look in the mirror, you get a whole different perspective than if you're just looking around. Okay. This is the devil's game to keep you double-minded. Then you cannot see the truth from it. You are blinded. You know what strongholds are? They are areas in your mind that are totally blinded to the truth so that you believe a lie. And in some instances, you really think it's the Lord because that's where you are in your walk. How many of you know you're not back there where you were? But God's got some far greater things ahead of us that we've not seen yet. So we're kind of where we are. We're in some state of blindness, if you understand what I'm saying. What opens our eyes to see? Looking in that mirror. We began to see who we are. What God says about us, what His plan is for us. Why does He say renew your mind with His Word? So you can know His will, good, perfect, acceptable will. Know His will. I think He wants you to know His general will, yes, but then His defined will just for your life. If you don't look there, you won't ever know. I'd say probably most Christians I've come across in my life, not all, but most, they are clueless. They don't believe they're called to do anything. Well, what's the such a lie about that is the fact that everyone's called to do something. Everyone has a ministry of some sort in the body of Christ. If you're in the body of Christ, you have a place of ministry, period. There are no quadriplegics in God's body. They just sit and do nothing. No such thing. That's kind of like having something in your body that just sits there and doesn't do anything. Think about it. Well, that organ over there, it's just there. It doesn't do anything. God doesn't make anything that doesn't do anything. You understand? Everything God makes is made for a function, purpose, everything. He doesn't just, well, I just felt like this today, so I did this. That isn't how He created. That sounds like the opposition, doesn't it? Peace out of chaos. Yeah, okay. So I encourage you today not to come under Satan's opinion. Keep looking into the mirror of God's Word. Stay seated and keep your dominion. Okay. Let me read that again. So I encourage you today not to come under Satan's opinion. He has an opinion about your condition. Keep looking into the mirror of God's Word. Stay seated and keep your dominion. See, he's trying to kick you off of your dominion. That's what happened in the garden. And it's still happening today. He has no new tactic. You quit looking in the mirror and you quit seeing who you are and what you have, and you're giving in to what you're experiencing through your flesh. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. James 1 is the first one. Thank you. You may think you're doing pretty good today. Well, I'm kind of like the Top Gun. You know, they were the best of the best of the best of the best. And they said, well, we'll make you better. How about that? We'll make you better. James 1:22. But be doers of the word, obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. When we don't step out on the word, in the word, we give into reasoning. And right here it says reasoning is deception. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror. For he thoughtfully observes himself, then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it and perseveres in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. I can remember when I first came into the Word of Faith, I was so in love with the Word. I just spent hours just reading. And in the process of that time, I had a condition that I had to take medication for that just disappeared. I wasn't seeking healing. I was just reading the Word. I just devour the Word. You know, every Word of God has that same power to deliver and to heal. You don't have to just read healing scriptures. I've heard that taught that, you know, well, healing, you get healing, and money, you get money. But I disagree. It says every Word of God is useful, profitable. I think it's just the Word. It's in the Word. All the words of God have this power in them to deliver. I know it's for a fact. I got delivered. It transformed me. It set me free. It healed my body. And I wasn't even trying that. That's what I think. If we just get in love with the Word and just spend time in the Word, things that we plagued with, you think, where did that go? How come? Because the Word tells you who you are. The Word tells you what you have. The Word renews your mind from the worldly way of thinking to the way God thinks. And whenever you begin thinking like God, you're not going to have the problems you're dealing with today. Because you finally see, he's already said, yes, this is what I want for you. This is my will for you. And you finally see it and you say, okay, I agree. Okay, let's look at Numbers 21. We can't ever get away from God's Word. We will never make it as Christians if we do not. He said that we should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word, if it only is, we'll only use a few. It's every word, it says. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Okay, that tells me wherever I go in the Scripture, I can glean something. 21:4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient, depressed, much discouraged because of the trials of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and we loathe this light, contemptible, unsustainable manna. Then the Lord sent, which he did not send them, I believe, because they got their eyes off of God and what he was doing and gave themselves over to the devil. And that world, those serpents were allowed to come in. It says, and the Lord sent fiery burning serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many Israelites died. And the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. Why would the Lord make a way for them to be delivered if he's the one that sent it? We don't serve a schizophrenic God that some days he's sending something to kill you and the next day he's delivering you from it. That's just stupidity. And the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that you may take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent of bronze and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he looks at it shall live. Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole. And if a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked to the serpent of bronze attentively, expectantly, with a steady and observing gaze, he lived. He didn't say, well, you're just passing by on your busy schedule. You glanced at it and got healed. He said, you looked. And you kept looking and you kept looking and you kept looking and you didn't let your gaze get off of it. What did it do? Well, by looking, you forget the other part. It's completely changing your focus. That's why if you can get people focused on the Word of God, you can get them some help. If all they focus on, because it's a practice of mine, not a practice, but it's been, as long as I can remember, wherever I go, that there's somebody that don't come up to me and start dumping on me their problems. Some people want help. Some people just want to talk about their problems so they can get sympathy. If you can get them off of that and onto, well, the Word says this, then you can get some help for them. Okay, a continual fixed stare. Continual fixed stare. It's not a promise box moment. The world we live in today and the evil, I don't know if any of you, this morning I just checked in on the Q post just for a moment, and they had it said something about as much as you want to know. And they were emails of these horrible, nasty pedophiles. I read one or two and I thought, oh my God, I don't want to know. Q just posted, you can know what you want to know. So this is the kind of world we live in. We need more than a promise box promise to get us through and to keep looking at the right thing and listening to the right thing and believing God. Okay. Proverbs 4. Yeah, the world's that way, but I'll tell you today, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. It don't matter what kind of noise they make, because they put on a big show, but that's all it is. It's just a big show. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. That means they never depart from your sight. They're in your face. Whatever you do, wherever you go, it's there, right there, right there. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for their life to those who find them, healing in flesh to all their, or healing in health to all their flesh. We've got to guard. The rest of that, I'll read it. I didn't have it down, but it says, keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. Your heart is your garden. This is your production center of health and healing and prosperity and everything else that goes along with it. Put away from you false and dishonest speech. That the devil's trying to get your tongue, to get you to talk opposite of what the Word is saying. Put away from you false and dishonest speech and willful and contrary talk put far from you. What's contrary talk? Well, God's dead. He don't care. No, healing isn't for today. Let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. Don't be turned. What are we looking at? The mirror. It's in our heart and in our mouth. It's before our eyes. Consider well, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established and ordered aright. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. What does he mean by turning to the right, to the left? The devil. That's what he means. It gets you to going like this, leaning. It's called double-mindedness. And it's called, you won't ever get anything from the Lord. Okay. You will begin to drift if you don't. The law of liberty. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, that's what we're supposed to be, letting the Word of God renew our mind. Don't be conformed to the world, its ways. We're never going to be successful in the body of Christ and walk where we need to walk if we are conformed to the world. We have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We're walking in a new kingdom now. We've stepped into a new domain, and we can't walk our old ways anymore. Okay, Romans 8:2 says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." The more we come out of this and that way, the more we walk in that law. That's how Paul got there. He didn't do it overnight. He went from, "God, get this thing off of me," to shake, shake. It was a process of renewing of the mind that got him to where he so knew what the Word said and believed what the Word said. It didn't matter what came against him. It prevailed over whatever circumstance came against him. See, that's the goal, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, a simple glance just won't do. Okay, James 5. All right, let's look at 14. "Is anyone among you sick? Better call the doctor." That's usually. But it says in the Word, "He should call in the church elders," the spiritual guides. Why? "They should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." Because sickness is a spiritual matter. People go to the doctor and they get medicine, but what medicine does, it masks symptoms. What does that do? Well, I've got a later thing I'm going to bring that's going to bring this up again. But what does it do? I think it is, a lot of people think, we've been taught you need it. You need it to keep you comfortable and keep you in rest so you can believe. But I think it makes us lazy because people become dependent on the medicine and they quit using their faith. They think it's either or, you know, either or. But the thing is, the medicine doesn't heal anybody anyway. They've learned to manipulate the body and control symptoms, but they don't heal anything. The Word of God heals. It's a spiritual problem when a believer gets sick. It is a spiritual problem, and it can only be taken care of by spiritual medicine. It will go in, pluck up a root, and get rid of it, and it's gone forever. If you go to the doctor, let's cut this off and let's cut that off and let's burn this out and let's do this out. But the root's still there because it's a spiritual problem, not a physical problem. See, this is where many in the body of Christ do not understand about health and healing because they don't know how. They haven't been taught. It's not really by any fault of their own. They have not been taught about faith and about healing and how to receive their healing. But the Word tells us right here. Well, let me read. I like the way the Amplified puts it. "Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working." They're talking about inside problems that make they show themselves as physical sickness on the outside, but it's a inside spiritual problem that needs to be taken care of. And most of the time, it's not taken care of. The person's on medication for the rest of their life and dependent on that kind of stuff never, ever gets the healing that they need so they may live and not die. That's what's going on. And a lot of people never get past the symptoms that come against them to walk through it and to keep your eyes on the Word and walk through it, even in the midst of that, to get victory on the other side. Because, see, this is Satan's fear, like the roaring lion. He's trying to get a reaction from you, a fear reaction. If a person is so honed in on that, you're not going to be able to help them. But if you can get them off of that onto the Word of God and start fixing their stare on the Word of God, if they'll keep on the path, they'll recover. That's why it says go to the spiritual guides. They'll help you get back where you need to be to get the healing that you need to receive. The true healing of God. God is the healer. He is the only healer. Anything else is a witch's brew. I'm sorry. It's just a system. People are so dependent on the system. One of the biggest problems in the United States, and I think our little city right here is like number 8 in the nation for opioid abuse. Now tell me drugs isn't a big thing. I think it was number 8. We get a little newspaper, been getting it, 191 News or something is the name of it. And it has mainly sports and a few political things, but it had the lineup of opioid trying to get the word out, and that's big in the president's agenda, is getting help for people from opioid, because the world system is what's gotten the people hooked on it in the first place. When these things start to come out, people are going to start changing their mind, and they're going to see, that's crazy Carla Love over there. She wasn't so crazy, was she? They're going to start seeing the trap that the devil has set for us. Okay, let's keep going. All right, a simple glance won't do. Take a good long look every day so you will know who you are and what you have. Okay, that brings me to this segment. Go ahead and cut that off and we'll just do